我们今天正道的主题是你们要忍耐直到主来。
Today's sermon topic is Be patient until the Lord's coming.
弟兄姊妹、慕道的朋友，主内平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们一起的同心祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
正如刚才所唱的诗歌《奇异恩典》。
As in the hymn we just sang, Amazing Grace.
奇异的恩典何等甘甜
！Amazing grace, how sweet the sound！
我罪已得赦免
，The saved a wretch like me。
赐我失丧
，I once was lost。
今被寻回
，But now am found。
眼今得看见
，Was blind, but now I see。
感谢天父，你藉着主耶稣基督嚟到去拯救咗我哋嘅生命。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that through the Lord Jesus Christ, you have saved our lives.
让我们能够成为天父上帝你的儿女。
So that we can become children of you, Heavenly Father.
当我们来到顽固现今的世界的时候。
When we see what is happening around us.
特别在最近发生的这个疫情。
Particularly in the pandemic that just happened.
我们知道平安稳妥都不是必然的。
We know that we can't take peace and security for granted.
最让我们珍惜的今天早上来到去敬拜你。
Lord, we hope that we can cherish this morning of worshiping you.
感谢主你来到去赐下你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word.
主你在经上所记载。
As it is written in the scriptures.
你们要忍耐。
Be patient.
直到主来。
Until the Lord's coming.
主要感谢你藉着你的话语来到提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you that through your word you remind us.
恳求圣灵与我们各人来到去同在。
May the Holy Spirit be with each one of us.
来到主耶稣基督的宝血再次洁净同我们一切的罪和过犯。
And may the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
好让我们无难再来到亲近主。
So that we can draw near to the Lord without hindrances.
也能够聆听主你的话。
And so that we can listen to your word.
好让我们在生命当中我们来到实践遵行主你的话。
So that we can put your word into practice in our daily lives.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 当预备今天早上这个正道的时候呢。
When I was preparing for this morning's sermon.
我知道世界卫生组织
I came to know that the World Health Organization
终于在过去的星期四
Finally on Thursday
将中国武汉肺炎的疫情
Escalated the severity of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak in China
提升为国际关注的公共卫生紧急事件
And declared to be a status of public health emergency of international concern
可见得这个疫情是几咁危急
It shows that the situation of the outbreak is grave.
以及对这个世界各国所造成一定的影响和冲击。
And it will cause a lot of impact to various countries in the world.
虽然我们身处澳洲。
Although we are living in Australia.
疫情所造成的影响相对比其他国家是为低。
And the impact from the situation of the disease is comparably lower than that of other countries.
但就着自己所工作的地方。
But the place that I work in
是中国人其中一个的聚居点
is one of the favorite gathering spots of Chinese people.
平日熙来攘往的社区
normally it is a bustling community.
都因应这次的疫情变得很冷清
but because of the situation of the disease, it has become deserted.
圣经告诉我们
the Bible tells us,
这个是末世的时候
this is towards the end of the age.
记得主耶稣在马太福音24章提到他将要回来的日子
in Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus mentions that when he comes again, these things will happen.
会有些什么事情来到去发生
what are going to happen?
或者我一起要打开圣经马太福音24:6-8
Let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 24:6-8.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。这都是灾难的起头。
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains.
在第七節裡面所提到的饑荒地震呢？
Verse 7 mentions famines and earthquakes.
其實在聖經的古卷裡頭呢，是包括了瘟疫的。
But in the ancient scrolls of the scriptures, the events include pestilences as well.
主耶穌在第八節接著來說，
In verse 8, the Lord continues to say,
这些都只不过是灾难的开始。
All these are the beginning of birth pains.
今次的疫情让我们看到主耶稣所说的是真实到不得了。
The situation of the outbreak this time enables us to see what Jesus says is so real.
主耶稣更讲到信徒会因着跟随主的缘故。
The Lord also tells us that for the sake of following the Lord,
会受到逼迫。
Believers will face persecutions.
在马太福音24章9节这里讲到。
It says in Matthew chapter 24 verse 9.
那时人要把你陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death.And you will be hated by nations because of me.
当面对这些逼迫困苦的里头呢，
When we face these persecutions and hardships,
主耶稣应许过我们，
The Lord promised us,
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
神是必定会保守他的儿女。
God surely shields his children.
正如彼得前书在一章五节这里所说，
As written in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5,
你们因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time?
患难和忍耐
Suffering and perseverance
始终是有不可以分割的关系。
Have an inseparable relationship.
正如保罗在罗马书五章所说，
As what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 5,
患难是生忍耐。
Suffering produces perseverance.
而因着我们所相信的福音呢，
And because of the gospel that we believe in,
我们所相信的主耶稣基督，
The Lord Jesus Christ that we believe in,
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章更提醒信徒。
Paul reminds the believers in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3,
我们受患难原是命定的。
That we are destined for trials.
换句话说，
In other words,
每一个真信主神的儿女，
Every one of God's children,
必定会经历这些情况。
Who truly believes in the Lord will certainly experience these situations.
今天早上的经文，
The passage of this morning's sermon,
是雅各写信去安慰正在受苦难的信徒。
It's from the letter that James wrote to comfort the believers who were suffering.
其实这段的经文呢，
In fact, this passage,
是接住在第五章一到六节的情况来写的。
It's a continuation of the situation depicted in chapter 5 verses 1.
在第五章的头六节，
The first six verses of chapter 5
讲到这些富足的人将要受苦难，
talks about the misery that is coming upon the rich.
其实雅各是谴责这一班人。
Here, James was condemning these people.
他们将会受到神的惩罚，
and the sort of punishments that they will suffer from God.
他们可能是自称是属神的人。
They were people who professed to be people who belonged to God.
但是他们的行事为人，
But the way that they conducted themselves
跟世人是没有分别的，
was no different from the rest of the world.
他们只是懂得知道赚钱，
They only knew how to make money,
积聚财富，
and accumulate wealth.
当然为求达到他们赚钱的目的，
It follows that in order to achieve their goal of making money,
他们会不择手段。
They would resort to unscrupulous means.
雅各提到他们亏欠和他们打工那些人的工钱。
James mentions that they failed to pay wages to the workmen who had done work for them.
这些工人其实是比较贫穷的基督徒。
These workmen were actually Christians who were worse off financially.
所以当雅各责备这一班富足的去欺压贫穷人的时候呢，
Therefore, when James rebuked these rich people for oppressing the poor,
雅各书五章六节这里讲到，
In James 5 verse 6,
你们定了义人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。
According to the English Standard Version ESV, you have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you.
这里讲到这些义人是属主的人，
The righteous person mentioned here is a person who belongs to the Lord.
雅各唔会叫未信主嘅人系叫义人。
James would not call an unbeliever a righteous person.
虽然呢啲嘅贫穷弟兄姊妹咧
，although these poor brothers and sisters，
佢哋遭受好大嘅逼迫
，were facing a lot of persecution。
但系佢哋冇抵挡呢一班富裕嘅犹太人。
They did not resist those rich Jews。
即使佢被佢哋都杀害
，even though to the end of being killed。
当雅各责备完呢一班富足嘅犹太人之后咧
，After James rebuked these rich Jews，
佢紧接落嚟喺第五章七到十一节去安慰呢一班受尽逼迫嘅基督徒。
In chapter 5 verses 7 to 11， he then went on to comfort these Christians who had suffered all kinds of persecution。
整段嘅经文中心嘅信息系要信徒嚟到学习忍耐。
The central theme of the whole passage is to ask the believers to learn perseverance。
忍耐是神的属性。
Perseverance is an attribute of God.
神对我们的宽容忍耐。
God shows his forbearance and perseverance to us.
为的是使我们悔改回转来到归向祂。
In order for us to repent and turn back to him.
在诗篇103篇的第八节这里讲到。
In Psalm chapter 103 verse 8.
耶和华有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger,
且有丰盛的慈爱
abounding in love.
相信弟兄姊妹都曾经听过一个嘅假设。
I believe brothers and sisters have heard of this hypothetical situation.
如果神对我哋冇宽容忍耐嘅话咧
，If God did not show us His forbearance and perseverance,
咁当我哋犯罪嘅时候，神会立即去击杀我哋
，and that He would kill us instantly after we sinned.
我哋都会全部落到地狱。
Then we would all go to hell.
谂起主耶稣基督，佢甘愿为到我哋嘅罪忍受十字架嘅苦难。
We reflect on the Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of our sin, He was willing to persevere the suffering of the cross.
既然主耶稣基督长久忍耐
Since the Lord Jesus has kept persevering for us,
其实他等待我们的回转
to wait for us to turn back,
我们要心存感恩
We have to be full of thankfulness.
因为他将我们从罪恶过犯当中来到拯救出来
Because he delivered us from sins and transgressions
更需要学习主忍耐榜样
We also have to learn from the example of the Lord's perseverance
所以面对艰难的环境
Therefore when we encounter difficult situations
又或者一些很不容易相处的人
Or people who are not easy to face
我们需要有从主而来的爱心和耐性
We need to have the love and perseverance from the Lord
接下来我们看雅各书的第五章第七节。
Now let us read James chapter 5 verse 7。
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.
雅各在这里勉励信徒要忍耐。
Here, James exhorted the believers to be patient.
然而要忍耐到什么时候呢
？But to be patient until when?
那是忍耐到主回来的日子。
The answer is to be patient until the Lord's coming.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你盼望主回来吗
？Do you long for the coming of the Lord?
我相信我们因着信仰的缘故被逼迫的时候呢
？I believe that when we are persecuted on account of our faith,
我们仍然好像主耶稣。
If we can be like the Lord,
被骂不还口
He did not retaliate when people hurled insults at him,
被打不还手
And he did not retaliate when he was hurled violence,
能够忍受一切的羞辱
who would persevere all kinds of humiliation,
这些是极之不容易的事情
then it's really not easy.
我相信弟兄姊妹都可能要面对一些很难去应付的人。
I believe brothers and sisters may encounter some difficult people.
不过这些人呢
？But these people.
神就是放在我们的身边。
Are those that God put around us.
这些人可能是你的配偶。
These people could be your spouse.
也可能是你的儿女。
Or your children.
又或者是你的上司。
Or your work supervisor or subordinate.
甚至乎是主内的弟兄姊妹。
Or even brothers and sisters in Christ.
神要我们来到忍耐
God wants us to persevere
纵使神将我们放在一些很不合理的情况底下
Even though sometimes when God may put us under very unreasonable circumstances
但神要我们要学习的忍耐。
But God wants us to learn to persevere.
忍耐到几时？
Until when?
直到主回来的日子。
Until the coming of the Lord.
雅各在这里带出的是一个有盼望的忍耐。
Here, James points out that this is a kind of hopeful perseverance.
这里讲到直到主来
，until the Lord's coming，
代表这个忍耐不会是无止境的。
It means that this is not for an indefinite period of time。
有一日都会结束。
One day it will end。
结束的时候呢
？The time when it ends，
可能是主耶稣翻嚟的时候。
Maybe the time when the Lord Jesus returns，
又或者主仲未翻嚟。
Or before the Lord's return，
我哋就离世与主同在。
When we pass away and are taken to be with the Lord，
另一方面
，On the other hand，
神会赐福俾愿意嚟到忍耐嘅信徒。
God will bless those believers who are willing to persevere。
喺雅各书五章七节引用一个好生动嘅例子。
In James chapter 5 verse 7， he uses a very vivid example.
就是农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
It is like a farmer patiently waiting for the land to yield its valuable crop.
直到秋雨春雨。
For the autumn and spring rains.
当时的以色列的耕种的环境。
According to the condition of farming in Israel at that time.
农夫是负责撒种的。
Farmers were responsible for spreading seeds.
至于雨水的供应呢
？But as to the supply of rainwater.
雨量的多少
？The amount of rainfall
是不是在合适的时间落雨呢
？And whether the rain would fall at the appropriate time，
这都是全赖仰赖神的。
We're all dependent on God。
在《生命记》28章记载到以色列人。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 records that the Israelites。
如果以色列人若遵行神一切的诫命呢
？That if the Israelites obeyed all the commands of God，
神系会赐福俾佢哋。
God will give them blessings。
喺《生命记》28章嘅12节嘅上半节呢度讲到啦。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12a，
耶和华必为你开天上嘅苦库，按时降雨到你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福与你。
The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all work of your hands.
換句話講呢?
In other words,
當我們都願意忍耐,
when we are willing to be patient,
神定會賜福,
God will give his blessing.
第五章第八節, 雅各書這裡講到,
In James chapter 5 verse 8,
你們也當忍耐, 堅固你們的心, 因為主來的日子近了。
You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near.
我們得對神有信心。
We must have faith in God.
神將一些我們難於應付的人放在我們身邊。
If God places difficult people around us,
神是絕對不會弄錯事情的。
Since God never errs,
神必定有祂的心意。
There is surely God's will.
就正如彼得前书五章十节这里讲到。
As what is written in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督耶稣里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀，等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast.
在雅各书五章九节这里讲到。
In James chapter 5 verse 9.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前了。
Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged.The judge is standing at the door.
当面对逼迫的时候,
When we face persecutions,
如果我们失去耐性,
If we lose patience,
我们会生发怨言,
We will grumble,
并且可能我们将责任去归咎给别人,
And attribute the responsibility to others.
这个是犯罪得罪神,
This is sin against God.
将来我们在基督台前交账的时候,
In future, when we give account before the judgment seat of Christ,
我们会失去基督为我们预备好的奖赏,
We will lose the prize that Christ has prepared for us.
正如约翰二书八节这里所说,
As it is written in 2 John verse 8,
你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的工，乃要得着满足的赏赐。
Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully.
所以如果我们有互相埋怨的情况，
So if we grumble against one another，
我们不单只要在神的面前来认罪悔改，
We not only need to confess our sins and repent before God，
肢体间更要互相祈祷认罪，
We should also confess our sins among brothers and sisters，
以致将来能够安然地到见主，
So that we can see the Lord in peace in future。
在雅各书五章十节这里讲到，
In James chapter 5 verse 10，
弟兄们，你们要把先前奉主命说话众先知当作能受苦难忍耐的榜样。
Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord。
当我们被逼迫，
When we are being persecuted，
受困苦伤害的时候，
And being hurt by our suffering，
雅各让我们看到为主受苦仆人的榜样。
James enables us to see the example of the Lord's servants in suffering，
从而得着提醒，得着激励。
So that we are being reminded and encouraged。
讲到这些能受苦能忍耐神的仆人，
Concerning these servants who were patient in the face of their suffering，
他们的遭遇是怎样的？
What sort of things did they encounter？
在希伯来书十一章三十六和三十七节这里讲到，
In Hebrews chapter 11 verses 36 to 37，
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、困锁、监禁、各等的磨练。
Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison.
In verse 37,
被
石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害等等。
They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins.Destitute, persecuted, and mistreated.
纵使是这样，
In spite of all these,
雅各称他们是有福的，
James called them blessed.
因为在雅各书五章十一节头半节里讲到，
Because it is written in James chapter 5 verse 11a,
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。
As you know, as we consider blessed those who have persevered,
神往往赐福给这些愿意为神受苦能忍耐的人。
God often blesses those who are willing to suffer for God and who persevere.
这些人在将来会得着最大的永恒的荣耀和奖赏。
They will receive the greatest eternal glory and prize in future.
雅各接下来讲到旧约里头的约伯。
Then James goes on to talk about Job in the Old Testament.
在雅各书五章十一节的下半节里讲到，
In James chapter 5 verse 11b，
你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他们的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
虽然约伯受神的试炼，
Although Job was being tried by God，
他一日之外失去了所有的财物和他挚爱的儿女。
In one day he lost all his possessions and his beloved children.
但他仍然来到去称颂神。
He could still praise God.
一句我相信大家都熟悉的经文在约伯记的一章二十七节里讲到。
I believe you all are very familiar with this verse, which is in Job chapter 1 verse 21.
约伯说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的亦都是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Job said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave me, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
神要试验约伯的信心。
God wanted to test the faith of Job.
神亦都要撒旦知道约伯对神那份真正的信心。
God also wanted Satan to know that Job had true faith in God.
经过这些种种的打击和挫折之后，
After allowing Job to experience all sorts of afflictions and setbacks,
神让约伯更加的认识他。
God enabled Job to know him more deeply.
正如约伯所说，
As what Job says,
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼见到你。
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
而且神更加的赐福给约伯。
And at the end, God gave more blessings to Job.
当我看回最近在中国发生的事情的时候，
When I reflect on what is happening in China,
这个相信大家都是非常的关心和清楚的，就是这个中国武汉的这个肺炎的事情。
I think you all are very concerned about this, and you know very well about this, the coronavirus in Wuhan.
我相信大家都很清楚这个情况。
I believe you are all familiar with what is happening.
不过有一幅的相和一个的故事令我很不安。
But there is a photo and a story which makes me feel unsettled.
应该讲这个不安应该是有点难过。
When I say unsettled, it means I feel sad.
原来武汉是一个很发达的城市。
Wuhan is a very prosperous city.
是一个中国一个很重要的一个的工业重镇。
It is a key industrial city in China.
那我看到那幅照片是看到什么呢？
What did I see in the photo?
那幅照片我想可能大家都看到。
You may have seen this photo before.
是一个老人家。
It is an elderly person.
他倒闭在一间店铺的前面。
He stumbled in front of a shop.
我相信已经是死了。
I believe he already passed away.
那我不知道究竟是因为肺炎或因为其他的病。
I don't know whether it's because of the coronavirus or another kind of disease.
但如果按照一个正常的情况呢？
But according to a normal situation,
一个这么发达的国家，
in a prosperous city like that,
我相信一定会有人看到立刻来到去抢救他。
There should be people around him who would try to rescue him.
但是很不幸地，
But sadly,
他死在地下上面。
He stumbled on the ground and died.
没人理他。
No one took any notice of him.
直到一个很长时间之后，啲人先至将佢嘅遗体嚟到移走。
Only after a long time afterwards, some people removed the dead body.
另外一个嘅故事
，another story，
系一个17岁嘅脑瘫嘅一个嘅少年。
It is a 17-year-old who had malfunction in his brain.
因为佢嘅爸爸同埋细佬
，because his father and younger brother。
他们因为是怀疑他是患了这个武汉的肺炎
suspected that he was suffering from the coronavirus，
所以就被隔离了。
So he was being isolated。
这个爸爸呢，
And this father，
就是唯一一个亲人，就是平时照顾他的起居，
was the only family member who would take care of his daily needs，
因为他不动得，
because he could not move。
而佢呢个同佢爸爸一齐嘅细佬咧
，and this younger brother who was staying with the father，
系一个自闭症嘅小朋友
，was a child which was suffering from a condition。
咁你会谂，诶，佢妈妈去边
？Then you will think where is the mother？
原来佢妈妈喺呢个细佬一岁嘅时候。
When this younger brother was 1 year old,
他发现到原来他这个小儿子患了自闭症。
She found out that this younger son has this condition.
他自杀了。
She committed suicide.
咁其实你会睇到咧。
Then you will see.
喺个世上好多嘅苦难。
In this world, there is a lot of suffering.
咁但系感谢主咧。
But thanks be to God.
其实我哋同世人都系一样。
We are like the rest of the world.
我哋都会有可能面对呢啲嘅情况。
There is possible that we face this kind of situation.
但因为我哋有主嘅生命喺我哋嘅里头。
But because we have the life of God in us.
以致到我哋能够去面对呢啲嘅事情。
So that we can face these situations.
喺今天早上经文里边。
In the scripture of this morning.
神再次嚟到去提醒我哋。
God once again reminds us.
我哋系要忍耐。
We have to be patient.
因为主系要翻嚟。
Because the Lord is coming.
所以我哋所忍受嘅苦难系唔会长久。
Because we have to persevere for a definite period of time.
不过另一方面，我哋要得谂咧。
On the other hand, we have to consider this.
我哋要喺基督台前嚟到交账。
We have to give account before the judgment seat of Christ.
即系我哋要喺主嘅面前。
Because before the Lord,
我哋要喺或善或恶嘅事情上边嚟到受报。
We will be rewarded for whatever we have done, whether right or wrong.
但系主有恩典有怜悯喺我哋嘅身上边。
But God has mercy and compassion on us.
就正如喺哥林多前书十章十三节呢度讲到。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13,
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
神在你和我的身上都有计划。
God has a plan on you and on me.
今天早上的经文再次要提醒我们。
Today, the scripture once again reminds us.
如果我们真的属神的话，
If we truly belong to God,
试炼是必定会临到我们当中。
Trials will surely come upon us.
神要我们在当中我们忍受这些苦难或者逼迫。
God wants us to be patient and persevere these sufferings and persecutions.
让我们更加来到认识祂。
So that we know him more deeply.
让我们的生命来到被主来到去建立。
So that our lives can be built up by the Lord.
当我想到哪个是我们可以最大学习的榜样。
When I consider who is the person that is the best example for us to follow.
就是我们的救主，我们的恩主主耶稣基督。
It is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
祂是在十字架上默默承担我们的罪债。
On the cross, He quietly bore our penalty of our sins.
以致到我们因着祂的缘故，我们罪得赦免。
So that on account of Him, our sins are forgiven.
我们得着神。
We receive God.
成为天父上帝的儿女。
So that we become children of the Heavenly Father.
所以面对这个世界的动荡。
Therefore, when we are facing the unsettledness of the world,
我们不惧怕。
We are not afraid.
因为有神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
主耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
祂领我们走我们一生的道路。
He leads us throughout our life journey.
直到我们见主的面。
Until the day we see Him.
我们一起的同心的祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
主耶稣，你曾经讲过。
Lord Jesus Christ, you once said.
我们在世上，我们会有苦难。
On earth, we will have hardships.
但主你同我们讲。
But Lord, you have told us.
你叫我们不要担心。
You told us to take heart.
因为主你已经胜过世界。
Because you have overcome the world.
就正如诗歌所讲，
As it is said in the hymn,
主耶稣，你就领我们走前面的道路。
Lord Jesus Christ, lead us in the path ahead of us.
虽然在世上我们会遇到苦难，遇到逼迫，
Although on earth we will face hardships and persecutions,
但主都感谢你要提醒我们。
But Lord, we thank you for reminding us.
我们要忍耐。
We have to be patient.
直等到主你回来的日子。
Until the coming of the Lord.
当主你回来的日子。
When the Lord comes.
你将会来到去，让我们来到在你面前来到交账。
You will ask us to give account before you.
主啊，真系帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
让我哋能够警醒谨守。
Help us to be watchful and be self-controlled.
好让我哋过我哋余下嘅日子。
So that we can spend the rest of our life.
亦都深信主你必定会保守我哋。
We deeply believe that you will keep us safe.
走完呢个人生嘅道路。
To finish the rest of our life journey.
求主你都去帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
我哋咁样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.